Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Intel and handset maker Nokia are teaming up to develop new mobile computing device and chipset architectures, the company said Tuesday. The companies will define a new mobile chip platform and collaborate on several open-source mobile Linux software projects. Intel is a top supplier of microprocessors for laptops and desktops, with around an 80% market share in chips. 2 years ago, the company introduced smaller and more power-efficient x86 chips called Atom for mobile devices. Atom chips were popular in netbooks, which are small PCs designed for internet access, but the chips were considered too power-hungry for smaller mobile devices like mobile internet devices. Former Apple Macintosh evangelist Guy Kawasaki posts Twitter messages about a lot of different things, but the message he put up on Tuesday afternoon about a celebrity sex tape was really out of character. His message included a link that, after some further clicking, landed Kawasaki's followers on a fake porn site, where online criminals try to install a nasty Trojan horse program on victims' computers. And in an interesting twist, the program attacks both Mac and Windows users. Kawasaki, a well-known entrepreneur who's now a managing director of Garage Technology Ventures, isn't the only person whose account was misused during a new round of Twitter hacking on Tuesday. But with nearly 140,000 followers, he's the most high profile. It's not clear how hackers managed to gain access to Kawasaki's account. Security experts say that he and others may have fallen victim to earlier Twitter phishing attacks, where attackers tried to trick victims into logging into fake Twitter sites in hopes of stealing their login credentials. Samsung Electronics and Numonics on Tuesday said the companies would jointly develop specifications for phase change memory, an upcoming memory technology for PCs and mobile devices. The joint effort between Samsung and Numonics could help drive the evolution of PCM technology, which is still viewed as an experimental memory type. Samsung and other companies such as IBM and Intel have been involved in PCM's development for many years, researching ways to improve its storage capacity and speed. Google has created a website for developers that's focused exclusively on making web applications, sites, and browsers faster. The site grew out of Google's decision to publicly share a set of best practices the search company has developed over the years. By offering tutorials, tips, and performance tools via the new site, Google wants to help make the web faster by assembling a community of developers interested in online speed and performance. The site will allow developers to submit ideas, suggestions, and questions via a discussion forum and by using Google's moderator tool. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news in the world of technology.